important altcoin update.
We've got huge news for one of the best looking projects in crypto.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leverage trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be giving you a massive update about one of the best looking altcoins in all of crypto.
Look, we've been covering this project now for, since the beginning.
Yeah, pretty much.
For almost 3 years now as we've been creating this content. And we've watched the evolution of it and what they are attempting to do and what they're now currently doing. They've made a rebrand, and it's because they've recognized a niche and a hole in the market, and it is absolutely massive. I can see every protocol, every chain tapping into this project moving forward.
Yeah, one of my favorite strategies in crypto is identifying these opportunities. I mean, look, as you said, we've been investing in this project for a while. We've been talking about this project for a while. But for people that are new to it, that may not have heard about it before today's episode, one of my favorite strategies in crypto is identifying projects that are undergoing huge rebrands, doing huge pivots, because when a company changes its business model, it can open itself up to a much higher valuation, right? And what you're going to learn by watching to the end of this episode, which is very recommended, is that this project, which was already, as we mentioned, one of our favorite projects and a very good looking, has now entered into an entirely new kind of sector of crypto, which, obviously not financial advice, could shift the valuation of this project tremendously to the upside.
It's a project that's adapting and being flexible. There's nothing worse than seeing a stagnant project continue to bang their head against the wall with no results. These guys are making moves to ensure that they're here now and here in the future. And because of this rebrand and what they've done with their chain, is they're now considered a layer one, which can give them a much, much, much higher valuation because of what you can now do within this layer one ecosystem.
That's right. So if you've been following us for a while, you're probably familiar with the project Syntropy. The ticker is NOIA, N-O-I-A. Now, you may know them for being basically what we would say the data layer for crypto, the data layer for Web3. Chainlink brings Web2 data to Web3. What Syntropy was doing and is still doing is bringing Web3 data across and connecting all chains. So if data is on Ethereum, and now with Syntropy's data layer, you can bring it to Base, you can bring it to Avalanche, Solana, Polygon, whatever is compatible in their ecosystem, right? So that was the main thing. And of course, data is the new oil. Data is so valuable for DPIN projects, for training AI models. Basically, if you want to do anything in business or the world, you need data. And the way Syntropy has built their data layer, that's why we love this project. But Syntropy is now rebranded to Synternet. And I think the opportunity here is even larger.
Yeah, so when Syntropy started, their goal was to transform how data moves across the internet, leveraging the power of blockchain technology. Over time, the Web3 ecosystem has changed a lot. It's matured and it's become clear that isolated blockchains are having a difficult time communicating with one another. You know, we see that with bridges, we see that within DeFi, AI, all these things. And what they've done is they've created this data layer which allows information to be passed freely and easily in real time on chain from any chain for all different sectors out there, all different categories. And this is really going to change everything. So like you can almost think about it like the internet. So each computer is a blockchain. They don't really have a way of communicating with each other without the internet. You can think of Cintranet as that internet for all the different blockchains.
Right. So Cintranet is the blockchain now, the layer one. And the old Syntropy, which is now just the data layer, is like their protocol, mm-hmm. their main protocol.
Yeah.
And this opens it up to a whole nother world. So if you know how layer ones work, layer ones are entire blockchain ecosystems where any developer can come in and build a dApp or a decentralized app using what that ecosystem offers. So now with Cintranet, any developer in Web3 that wants to build a dApp that's focused on data, analyzing data, sharing data, anything to do with data, and like this is, you know, an insanely massive opportunity, they can do it on Cintranet. That's why we said the valuation of the token, NOAI, obviously this is not financial advice, this is just my opinion, layer ones can get to insane valuations, massive valuations, much more than something that's just a data layer. And I say just a data layer, like what they've built is very impressive.
For sure.
But by opening themselves up to the possibility of developers coming in and building dApps on the Cintranet blockchain, the opportunity, in my opinion, is much larger.
Developers now have instant access to on-chain data in real time. This eliminates computational burdens associated with centralized platforms and the traditional methods of like a request reply oracle. So there's a lot of lag in between. And as we know, like AI trading algorithms and whatnot, the stock market, for example, it's like companies were positioning themselves closer to the center so that time, that even that millisecond is so much more valuable in terms of getting a competitive advantage against like other traders out there.
Right.
Because when you're dealing with size, like $1 billion or something, a quarter of a percent of a change faster than somebody else is significant in terms of value.
Huge.
And we're doing that 24 hours a day. So the data layer is going to provide ultra low cost data delivery with no middlemen. So this is like revolutionary in terms of there's no other project doing this. And you need data for everything.
Yeah.
Imagine if Jerome Powell had access to real-time data instead of this lagging data that they're using right now.
For sure.
You know, it can make way better educated decisions.
It's just, you know, we've been covering, you know, Syntropy and now Cintranet for so long. And you'd like to see these, you know, fully doxed, big teams with big backers, with a roadmap they continue to hit all the goals on, right? And we've been very vocal and open about their roadmap over the past, specifically the past year. We've started to talk about them a lot more. They continue to hit every milestone, right? And they've just rolled out this massive pivot, new rebrand, but it's still very early days for Cintranet because the mainnet hasn't launched yet. When the mainnet launches, the NOIA token becomes gas for data. People are going to have to buy the NOIA token and use it as gas, as like powering their data transactions. And this hasn't happened yet. This is going to be happening later in 2024. And I think that's going to really unlock a ton of value in the ecosystem and bring a lot of eyes to this project.
Yeah, this is one of those projects. I remember pounding the table on BitTensor and when the subnets were going to go live. And it's like, look, it hasn't happened yet. Right now, there's one subnet. Soon, there's going to be 32. When these subnets go live, everybody's going to be being rewarded, validating, mining. It's going to bring so much value to the BitTensor ecosystem. Sure enough, 2 months later, Tau went from like $50 up to $500-$600. Mm-hmm. And that's because these subnets came online. With Cintranet and the NOI token, when you start to get, when the mainnet's live and you have, you know, well, some of their partnerships are right recently, they had integrations with Injective, Oasis, two of the biggest names in DeFi. Mm-hmm. They are now attaching themselves as publishers to Cintranet. When you start having Ethereum tap in, you start having, you know, CoreDAO and all these other chains because this real-time data is so important for everything. And they're all consuming NOIA. What do you think that does to the token?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, before we were bullish on the NOI token because we were looking forward to the mainnet launch.
Yeah.
Now, in addition to the mainnet launch, we have the launch of the mainnet, and we have now an entire potential ecosystem of dApps being built by developers on this internet blockchain now to utilize this cross-chain data. So the opportunity is much larger. Now, let's kind of touch upon those two partnerships you just mentioned because these are big, big things. So Injective. Injective is basically the DeFi powerhouse of the Cosmos ecosystem, another ecosystem that we like.
Yeah.
So Injective just announced a huge partnership with Centernet. So what that's going to enable is all the amazing DeFi opportunities that Injective protocol, all the data that's going to be, you know, built up in the Cosmos ecosystem can now be utilized by any developer building on Centernet. So that's a huge one. And then Oasis, that's another one we like too.
What I saw in that article with Injective was it allows market makers to accurately anticipate market movements and execute these trades with reduced latency.
Right.
Latency, I was reading some articles, like cost Amazon like millions upon millions of dollars per second for any lag in latency. So now they can use it using these connections with this real time. I can't specify, like, hammer that home enough.
Yeah, yeah.
This real time data, you can anticipate what's occurring and benefit from it. Soon, all these chains will start waking up to it. These projects will start waking up to it, and you're gonna start to see announcements from Centernet, I feel like, on the regular about more and more chains. Like how quickly it's already happening.
Yeah, for sure. And then going into Oasis protocol, one of the big things with data, if you want to talk about data at all in the world, one of the issues is privacy, right? Now, what's one of the leading Web3 crypto data privacy protocols? Oasis. Now, of course, Centernet has already announced their official partnership with Oasis. So what that's going to do is going to start to enable privacy-enabled data across all of their Web3 interoperability streams. And I think when people are, you know, deciding whether or not are they going to integrate with Centernet, the privacy layer now via Oasis protocol, that's going to be huge. And if you look into Oasis protocol, there's a few sectors that they're really focused on, whether it be, you know, healthcare or privacy or finance. It's all about privacy, right? And adding this into the arsenal for Centernet, for all the developers, if you're a developer coming in and you want to build a dApp on Centernet, if privacy is not there, you're not going to do it. With their partnership with Oasis Protocol, it's there already.
Yeah, it's great. And that, look, it doesn't just stop there. There's a lot coming up. You got the Centernet blockchain to launch on mainnet. That's going to power cross-chain data infrastructure, real-time data streams. You also have a fully operational token bridge that's going to be connecting Ethereum and Cosmos, enabling seamless value transfer. And then all the additional publishers and consumers of the data, the subscribers coming to Centernet and to the data layer. So exciting times ahead for this project.
For sure. Yeah, look, as I said, we've been covering this project for a while. Centropy has rebranded to Centernet, and we think this is a massively, massively bullish update for the project. If you have any questions, let us know in the comments. I know we're going to be keeping you updated with everything Centernet moving forward.
Hey, make sure to tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.